This is the Don and Mike Show. Celebrating 23 years of the Don and Mike Show. Here's Buzz Burbank and Rob Spiewak.
Don Geronimo returns tomorrow for his final show, and still to come on today's ultimate best of Don and Mike, the Memphis Riot.
Oh, it's good.
But
it's
first, good. What's this I hear, Rob? All the celebrities we've had on the show over the years, those were Mike?
Yeah, Buzz, you should have pulled the blinds up in your studio.
I didn't know.
Every time it was Mike O'Mara. And today's montage of Mike O'Mara characters figures in with what I call some of his signature voices. Ah. Ones that he's done long and well and better than anyone else. You'll know him when you hear him. But pay special attention to the encounter that Jim Gray has with Mike O'Mara on this montage of character voices on the best of Don and Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, the governor of the state of California.
That's great. Great to be back with
you. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
How are you? So, you're on the team? You're going to join with me and make sure that the world knows that we can't have greenhouse gases, because that'll cause all the people to stop with the global warming.
Arnold?
So that we can't have greenhouse gases.
Arnold?
It's bad. I vow to terminate. Will terminate greenhouse gases.
Have you been watching America's Got Talent?
Oh, that's so funny. The Regis really is great. I'm a giant fan, like most people in the area that I come from, of David Hasselhoff. He's very good. He stays the greenhouse gas, his thick green gas that he sneaked good. Nicked good.
Oh, that means no
that's
good.
You have to understand all the greenhouse gases aren't going to do any good for the world.
What we
will do is pollute our planet, and then our planet will fall out of the solar system into the sea.
I understand that we're going to have a real treat. Is Tony Blair in the room with you?
You'll have to bear with us, because we're going to have to share a microphone. Wow. But Tony, come right over here.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, Don, he's standing by. I'm going to put the microphone in front of him.
Let's welcome the president of
You can actually ask him any questions you have.
Prime Minister Tony Blair. Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Tony Blair. May I first say I'm delighted to stand here on the podium with Arnold. And above and beyond all that, he's so fine. Wouldn't you agree? He took me to his private gymnasium. Look at him. If you could see, you could.
Arnold, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm over here.
Spell Iraq.
I-R-A-K.
There you go.
Don't chastise the gentleman because he has challenged in the area of spelling.
Can you still hear me, Arnold?
Yeah, I'm over here in the corner, Don.
Hey, step up. I want to ask you something about today's current headlines.
Hi, how are you doing? I was doing some crunches while you were talking to the Prime Minister of Britain.
Hey, Arnold.
Thank you, sir. My papa liked Mel Gibson. Yeah.
Wasn't your dad a Nazi?
My father was misrepresented as a Nazi. We don't like to talk about that. I've been told that I should low key that.
Yeah.
Keep that, as you say in your pig Latin, on the on low day.
When did you learn pig Latin?
Just briefly, I'm saying atke, og day, umpje. That means cat, dog, jump. What do you think of that?
Good.
But I'm really happy. You have to come and visit us out in Sacramento.
Well, I would if Mike would only allow it.
Sacramento, California. I'd like to thank the Prime Minister and Don Geronimo. And if you'd like to see me, come out to my house. We'll have a cigar. Go to gym.
It was good talking to you, Mr. Blair.
Goodbye, Don. I got to go work out.
Okay, I-R-A-K.
What do you think Mr. Cook would say if he could look down and
he's
see,
setting me up, you know, like the old days.
Let him play with you.
See what's going on here, what's been done with and to his team with Coach Joe back and the struggles that they've had.
Well, Steve, I would say to you that I would be envious of many things. May I list them for you?
Please do, sir.
I would be envious of the Redskins organization. I would be envious of the purses that are available for NFL ownership.
Can't hear a word you say.
But more than anything in the world, I would be envious of your penis.
I'm not here.
Lay with me, Stephen. Play with me. We're going down to see Tommy Giacomo at the Palm Restaurant, and he'll fry the cheese just the way I enjoy that.
Is the perimeter secure? Let's find out. It's happening.
Listen, I don't have much time.
Kiefer, you don't hear me. I don't have much time.
You're all in a great deal of danger.
No.
You can laugh and you can smile. I know you're doing a comedy radio show. It's very, very important. Tony has to tell Edgar that the stolen nukes are in the warehouse near CTU, and I need a satellite link to pinpoint the hidden warhead. We are under the radioactive plume.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. All I know is that here at the radio station, you may think that you're doing a simple radio show.
Yeah.
But some of my CTU agents have convinced me that this may, in fact, be where the bomb is hidden.
I think the bomb's name is Peter Rosenberg.
Don't make light of this. Listen carefully to me and write this down.
Okay.
There's not much time. There's never much time. No. There's 24 hours.
Oh, we're in no danger here.
Listen,
I don't think so.
There are three ways I play it.
Okay.
Depressed.
Yeah.
Depressed and agitated.
Yeah.
Depressed and out of my mind, but always very depressed. Listen, later in the broadcast, I'd like you all to know this.
Yes.
I'm going to fake my own death.
No.
Dad's ass.
Dad's ass?
Dad's ass is in Animal House.
We know.
I just hope for the sake of America, humanity, and the entire human race that you're right. Because if you're wrong, Don,
yes.
Well, what do I always say?
What?
People will die.
All the way from the old country.
Hey,
hey. Cousin Luigi.
Donnie.
Cousin Luigi.
Oh, he wants to give you a hug.
Don't come over and hug me. Hi. Hi, cousin.
A hug from cousin.
How you do? How you be, huh? Benny, everybody, Luigi, so miss all you boys. All you miss Donolino, Bosi, Ravalito, Joe, Melvo Carmosino. Donde Melvo Carmosino?
Oh, are we going to talk about Mel?
No, Melvo Carmosino, no.
No, no, Mel's gone now.
Oh, company gone. Crapaggio.
The old CEO, yes.
Totalino, Crapaggio, and La Compagnia without Mel Carmosino.
Well, they know that. And I know that you were very fond of
Mel. Joelle Hallendario. Oh, jeez. Why Paggio?
Are you talking about Joel Hollander,
yes,
the current president of the company?
No need to clarify.
I want everybody
Benny.
To know what we're talking
all
about.
All right.
Everything all right down there?
No.
What's
you want
on?
Many Luigi D'Azizo from Italy and from United States.
Like what?
Clamadio.
Oh, no.
Gout. Irritable bowel syndrome. Pink eye. Anorexia nervosa.
Wow.
You see how skinny? Luigi arm like a toothpick now. Luigi love a food. Mangia Luigi. Ravioli. Chicken, pasta. I love the food. And then Luigi finish a great meal or throw the feather in the throat. Vomitaggio.
How are things with, you know?
Funzione riproductamente?
Yeah.
No good.
Oh. No good?
You slagio. He's dead. A piece of dead down there. I look at it sometimes. Luigi, strip naked adagio, stand in front of the mirror. Skinny little legs, tiny little legs, like Phil from The Sopranos. Stand in front of the miraggio. I look at it. I say, come on, come to life, please. Pinolina, please. I sing a song for you about what I say about this. Poor little Pinolino. Well, you know, rise up for Luigi. You no work for me no more. I don't feel good with my chlamydia. Very sad.
Yeah.
So sad for that. It no work anymore.
Charles Montgomery Burns. Someone said, Mr. Burns, would you like to do a radio interview? And I said my trademark... Excellent.
Your friend, Smithers, is down in the car?
Hello?
Smithers?
Exactly, sir. Is this Don?
Hey, Smithers.
How are you? Mr. Burns?
Yes, Smithers.
Everything's prepared, sir.
We're having a house guest, Abe Simpson.
Smithers?
Would you like to speak with Abe Simpson? I'll pass the phone back to him. Is that all right with you, sir?
Smithers.
Yes, sir.
Smithers.
Yes, sir.
Put Abe Simpson on the phone and put him on now.
Exactly, sir.
Hello? Well, this is really, really a pickle for me.
What's going on?
They say they plan to rape me.
Oh, no.
That's right, rape. R-A-P-E, rape. They're both gay. And I'm here to tell the whole world. Oh.
Give me that phone.
Smithers.
He's a deluded old man.
I heard the word rape.
He knows not what he speaks of. Hold on a second. Give me the...
And gay.
The phone back. No! Give me the phone.
Hey! They've got another person in here, too.
Who else is there?
Mo. From Mo's Bar.
Mostly Zach.
He's over here. Mo, tell him the truth.
Hey, Mo.
They're trying to kill us. That's right. They're all trying to kill us. It's terrible.
I'm tired of living under these terrible shadows. It's ready for me to come out. I'm ready to come out right here on your show.
All right, do it. Go ahead, Waylon.
Why, Mr. Burns and I have been enjoying each other's company in a biblical way for the past 45 years, sir.
Ah, gotcha.
Wow. Why, that's a lie. It's a lie, Smithers. Why have you chosen this forum to betray me?
Well, sir, it's... Give me it.
Oh, bad. I'm at the mercy of these two queers. Oh.
Where's Mo? Mo?
I'm right over here. They're all going to have sex together. Why don't they just come to my bar and do it with Barney?
Well, of course, everybody. Question is, I'm down at Augusta Broadcasting.
The beautiful the Nancy Jim Nance from CBS Sports, who this weekend does the whole whisper thing, the whole...
Nothing quite like driving up Magnolia Lane, guys.
The dogwoods, the azaleas.
Well, I'm sure you're going to make every attempt to belittle it, but I'd bet my thinning hair on this being one of the best finishes we're ever going to have. We're going to see who walks down number 12, the Golden Bell, and... Let's not forget the shot heard round the world. Gene Saracen's double eagle on 15 in 1935.
How do you think, what do you think down there in Augusta?
Sure.
With all those racists, what must they think that you've got? You've got Tiger Woods
over the line, Don.
And isn't
way
isn't
over the line?
Vijay Singh,
way
who is,
over the line.
Incidentally,
here you go. Now here's what you're doing, Nate. You're making that statement. I'd just like to say that Hootie Johnson and the whole membership at Augusta has made every effort to make this Masters the most inclusive one ever. I think I could best summarize my thoughts on the matter by a conversation that I enjoyed with Hootie Johnson not just a week ago as we were standing there trying on several of the green jackets worn by previous Masters champions. And Hootie looked me in the eye, and I believe he generated somewhat of a tear as he said to me, Jim, or Nance as he likes to call me, Nance, all are equal, but some are more equal than others. On America's most watched network, CBS.
Do we have
Thank
Hootie
you.
Johnson?
Thank you very much, guys.
Okay. All right, here is Hootie Johnson. Here's your guy. This is the guy that doesn't want
you
women.
Have a, you have a quote from Hootie?
Here it is.
I keep pitching them and you keep missing them.
That's not
you
him.
You got to keep your eye on the ball.
Not funny.
Eye. Ball.
Not funny.
Eyeball.
You're mocking the tradition is what you're doing. That's not... Now you're playing Dixie. That's... okay, I see where this is going.
He's so dumb, he thinks a Mexican border pays rent.
This is way, way out of line. Way, way out of line. I guess you're having fun, guys. Yeah. Not funny. Not funny. Not funny at all. You're talking about a wonderful civic and community leader.
That's no chicken. I say that's no chicken, son.
You know, I came
I'm
in
a
here.
I didn't, Rooster, that is.
It's a cartoon character, guys. Not funny at all.
You're on the air right now.
Okay.
Right
that
now.
That young lady.
That right now.
Is this Nipsey Russell? It's Nipsey Russell.
Big pointed collars.
She is.
Uncle Cartoon, let me ask you a question.
Hit me.
Hey, do you think you'd have? Do you think you have it in you to yell over to Jim Gray?
Jim Gray. Hey, Jim Gray, I'm your biggest fan. I swear to God. Come on the Don and Mike show sometime when you get a chance. He looks chubby.
He does not look chubby.
He's gained weight.
He has not gained weight.
He's gained weight, I swear to God. He's coming over.
Oh, no, no. Of all the times to have him come
Very
over.
Very exciting.
Oh, dear.
Have a seat.
Don and Mike.
That's right. I don't really talk like this. I'm doing a stupid character.
Hi, Jim. You know what I love about Jim, Uncle Cartoon?
What's that, Don?
He asks the tough questions.
He's the tough guy. That's right. He's gone toe-to-toe with Tyson. That's no small accomplishment,
so why don't,
even though it makes me laugh.
Why don't you? Well, you love to laugh.
I love to laugh every single day.
Why don't you ask Jim Gray?
Let's do a serious interview. All right. This is Uncle Cartoon. James Gray. How do you like being in broadcasting?
Why are you screaming?
I have to.
Why are you screaming? I hear you.
Jim.
Go ahead, Uncle.
Do you fold or do you crank? Uncle. He called me Uncle.
He did.
Jesus, we're pals. We're family members now.
Come on, Uncle.
All right, I'm going to do a serious
Say,
interview.
Uncle.
Who do you like in the Final Four?
Who's playing?
Marist or Virginia Commonwealth? Share it with us right now.
What Final Four are you at?
James Gray, ladies and gentlemen.
Towel
That's
off.
Right.
Slow,
Thank
calm
you
down.
Very much.
Calm
yes.
down. You're you sweating. Know, I know you're nervous.
That I am actually sweating right now. Here you go. Would you like a Tic Tac?
No, I wouldn't, but thank you for offering.
They're all over the place.
Thank
they
you.
Are.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Any final words of wisdom for our listening audience? See, I have to laugh. That's part. You don't know the show. That's okay. This is what
he
I
He loves to laugh.
Uncle Cartoon loves to laugh.
Boxes of briefs, Jim.
Not going down this road with you.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Jim Gray, thank you very much. A pleasure.
Thank you, Uncle Cartoon. Hello, Floyd.
Ooh.
Floyd.
Barney. Oh, Barney.
Hey, Floyd. Floyd
Hello.
Lawson. Floyd Lawson.
Up here in heaven, Floyd the barber. When I came back with my stroke, and I couldn't stand, and Eddie was so nice to me, you know. Don said, put him away. We don't need him on the show anymore. I said, Barney, as I used to call him on the show. I said, I can still be funny. You don't need to put me away. And Andy said, come on, Barney. Put him in the car, prop him up, and he can still memorize his lines. No problem at all. The Pile Boys, they loved it, too. You know, we flipped them real quick, especially Jim Neighbors, we flipped him for good, you know.
Yeah.
I tell you, all it was one day of initiation with that boy. He had to fly to Hawaii.
You know, I got to ask
out to his orchid farm.
How did little Ronnie Howard make it out of this?
I swear to you, we were always lobbying, going up to Andy and saying, new meat, Andy, new meat. Yeah, get some new meat in here, please. Things with a woman took a turn for the worse after we made druggist Ellie Walker pull a four train. It was fun, though.
Wow. Did Aunt B have the surgery? Is she totally a man now?
Totally a man. I got all the bits and pieces to go along with it. Yes, sir. Right down there. She's a boy. She's a boy, but she's still got those mama breasts that she used to have.
Sure.
Yeah. Doesn't look right. Doesn't look quite right.
So
looks like one of those oddball magazines.
So now her name is her name still B or is
or
it
Uncle
no,
B?
No,
or...
no. Her name now is Bruce. Oh. Bruce.
Number 15. You know, lady, now you're bringing up saying Bob all that time. You went to Joe, you already sank down to number 15, so you call me to come on show.
Yes, that's right.
You always do the same thing. So, trouble with ratings time? So, you call Hopsin to come back on show to boost ratings time. That I understand, Joe. I not come back sometime. I say, oh, they call never. I a long way away. I back home. I lose reg. I lose reg in landmine.
Look at it.
See?
Wow.
This leg is official.
So you really are hopsing now.
Hello. Yeah. Jackie and Martin. Jackie, ass.
Guess what we have for you, Hopsing?
Well, you have gift for Hopsing? You have that Hopsing want more than anything. I say
sex,
the word now.
Sex books?
I know. I say something different now.
What?
Pornography.
Tell me your family again. What's your one brother's name?
Big Quang.
Big Wang.
Yeah, he's an older brother.
Big Quang.
Big Quang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he's an older brother, oldest brother.
And who's the other one?
My younger brother?
Yeah.
He's a Taipong.
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 And your dad?
Taipong is gay.
Yes.
And your dad?
Big Bao. Big Bao is great father. Very wise.
Yeah.
White. Wrong white hair. Wrong white beard. White robes, and he the most popular guy in Puntang.
Now, do you still like sex as much as you used to on the show?
I was saying just the other day, the big guy in my town of Puntang, how much we like sex. He's the big guy. He's super guy. He's a gang leader over there. He run the gangs.
Oh, he's a gang leader?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
His name is Hot Bling. Hot bling.
Hot bling.
We sit in my town of Puntang, Dinanito Mountain, listen all day to Snoopy Doggy Dog, love all the American, but I tell him, back in America, we don't have in Puntang because government will take away.
Oh,
we got sex books that are great with General Jameson. You love that. So good sex books. Yeah, you
really got me now. What were you thinking, Simon?
What was that? I can't possibly describe just how horrible it was. An embarrassment. It doesn't belong on national television, and it doesn't belong in this competition. I didn't think you don't bring... No, no, shut up! Shut up and let me talk!
Yes.
I want to talk. 14 months hence, I shall take a lover and retire to a lagoon. I've got more money than I'd ever want. I'm bored with the show. I'm sick of smelling Paula.
That's my new favorite part.
I don't want to do that. I don't.
Is your
believe
reaction to the booing? I just like Simon
let
Cowell.
Let me finish.
Boo!
No, let me talk. Shut up. Shut up, please. Boo. Now, where was I?
When you lean forward like that, I can see right down your blouse.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Let me talk. Let me finish. And I grow ever so weary of Randall Jackson. Dog, I don't feel it. It was just all right for me. Why am I the single individual that has to come up with new and innovative concepts for speaking to the contestants and giving them their evaluations? No, shut up. No, quiet. Quiet. You'll have your chance. This is what I'm talking about, listening to all of you. Listen to all of you. Shut up. Shut up.
You suck.
Thank you so much.
Secretary of Defense.
Secretary of Defense. William Devane plays... The role is...
Thank you for turning off that music.
Isn't your last name like Heller on the show?
Secretary of Defense Heller. How are you?
Who's your daughter?
That's classified.
No, it's Audrey Raines.
All right, now it's out. Are you insane?
What's up with
I'm tired of all of these press leaks. I'm always angry.
What's up with your overbite?
Divert my plane to Los Angeles. President Logan is going to destroy the country. 24, the most popular show on television. I haven't enjoyed myself this much since I played John F. Kennedy in the Missiles of October.
I remember.
Didn't you play all the Kennedys?
I've always played Kennedys, whether or not I'm at home or on screen. That's classified.
Can I have your resignation on the desk by the end of this bit?
Are you insane? I don't understand, but something very bad is going on here, Jack. And what you've got to do is think about the good of the country.
He thinks you're Jack.
What you're proposing will bring down the United States government. I can't let that happen, Jack.
That's pretty right on, Mike. I'm not Jack Bauer.
You don't understand. My dentures were constructed by a tombstone company. On 24. I'd like to point out to you, Jack, that on Notch Landing, Bill Devane did all of his own stunts. Forever. I've been doing stunt work since you were probably a gleam in your father's eye.
Now, what stunts were there besides, like, climbing up on top of Joan Van Ark on Notch Landing?
Precisely. Do you know what a tumble in the hay with her does to a man's quadriceps? My God, she was a beast.
Which Kennedy?
And she was a man.
Which Kennedy?
Johnny Van Ark, and she had a sex change operation.
Which
Sutherland has an oversized head. It's creepy.
Kiefer?
Kiefer Sutherland. I'll do a stunt with Chloe, calling it the Flying O'Brien. It's very simple. I suspend Chloe from her computer monitor.
How many times you play JFK?
That's classified, Jack.
Now that's like an IMDb series.
If I start saying things like that, this country is in deep trouble, and you ought to recognize that, President Logan.
Did you ever play Bobby Kennedy?
Have your resignation on my desk in the morning.
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
This is the Don and Mike Show.